Once again, your song of the day from 1971, Wild Night,
wow,
by Van Morrison. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. I wish you could have seen Bill play the air horn.
The muted
there.
Horn.
The muted very, horn.
Very you nice. Taught
they had
me
a
that
horn
too.
Section. They had a horn section.
They did.
Kind of a muted horn.
Yeah. I wrote down, imagine being in studio when you cut that song. How happy would you be?
Oh, I mean, you'd be happy because that morning, we're going to be rich.
Yeah. When we woke up, hey, we're going in today in studio, and we have an entire horn section showing up.
And then it sounds like that. He caught a groove.
He caught a real Van Morrison, dude.
He caught a groove.
Yeah.
Now, that's the original. John Cougar Mellencamp did a remake of that in
the
80s, which is good.
It was good.
This was the OG, though, the original.
Yeah. John Cougar Mellencamp, his version was excellent. That's 1971. And what was 1971, Bill?
Better Times.
Better Times.
Better Times. Thank you, Jake. I also appreciate the fact that Jake played almost the entire song.
He did.
He played a lot of that one.
He did. He played a lot of that.
I was hoping he'd get to a part, and he did. And I was like, okay, he got to it. Now he's going to keep it going.
Now we just got to put it right in Heyman's face a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The muted horns. I think it was a pretty elaborate bass guitar. Pretty elaborate.
Sounded pretty good.
Pretty elaborate riffs.
Yeah, riffs. I felt there was riffs.
Yeah, it would be hard. It'd be hard as the bass guitarist in that song, I think. That's not easy.
I would just like to have been sitting there, just sitting there, headphones on, just all of a sudden over
in the studio,
and just see it all happen. I'd love to see it happen.
I think that studio's kind of close to the L.A. airport, LAX. Right. I have no idea, Bill. And I don't know if that's an elaborate riff on the bass guitar, rhythm bass guitar.
You said it confidently, though.
It seemed elaborate. Anyway, he caught a groove. 1971, Better Times. That song is incredible, and it really sounds incredible in headphones. 9.1175. Yes, it's beautiful, Jake. Good job.
9.1179.
Very, almost exact.
Almost exact. So close.
Almost.
Ben's got to be an 8.2. Ben had to like it. It's a happy song. It's a happy song. What do you got?
7.7.
We'll take that. Solid. Ben's eating some milk duds, too.
Ben just hasn't been the same since Bella's been gone.
No, let's just
put it out
Bella,
there.
It's Bella, rough Bella text Ben. He wore a UPS outfit to work today. He wore a UPS outfit.
Would she have commented on the outfit?
When Ben walks into class today, it's going to be like, sir, just put the package down over here.
Just go up to somebody and say, what can Brown do for you?
Hey, I didn't even know how you find a t-shirt like that. What do you have in your UPS section? Where's the... And then Sears.
What can Brown do for you, Ben?
Poor guy.
Brought it on yourself, Ben.
What do you have? You wore a brown and black.
What's a light tan? Any light tan t-shirts? Anywhere?
Hey, it's not a V-neck, though, this time. He's got,
it's not a V-neck.
He went away from the V-neck.
That was incredible, the V-neck.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Some ratings before we get to the mailbag. We got John says, wow, a 9.8.
And now, John. I'm with him. John, you heard the horn section, the muted horn.
Yeah.
See, if you might have saw Bill play the horn also in here. That was nice work. 7.6, Vern in Dakin.
Vern in Dakin.
Mike and Dalton, 8. Kent says it's a one-putt birdie, 8.8.
Nice, Jake. Good job.
The golf references. Thank you. Husker Rick, 7.5. Ryan in California, 9.1. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 8.5.
Who in club?
Bird, 6.
Nice number by Bird. Bird went 10 for Bird's the word. Bird's the word.
So.
There's an obligation.
There's an obligation. You double birds.
Yep.
Ellis in Illinois, 8.12. Pops in Minnesota, 6. Sean in DeWitt, 8.6 on that one. Jennifer, 7.9. Hubby, 7.1.
Nice.
Yesterday was rough in the household.
Gave it a low score for Surfing Bird. Yeah. I think she gave it a 4. 4 and a 5.
Surfing Bird. That was so good, Jake. And you come back with this.
I know.
Trying to keep it going here, you know.
Heater.
Some YouTube ones before we get to mailbag. We got
the tube.
Kevin gives it 8.9. Genghis 7.8. Bald Tuber says
a
10 on that one. Bolt on YouTube, 7.9.
Thank you, Dave.
Doug, a 9.0. Chris, 6.5. Troy, 5.9. There is your ratings on the song.
Thank
of the
you.
Day.
Jake, once again, you're on a heater.
And tomorrow it's Rick Heyman's song. So we'll see if he keeps the heater going.
Rick Heyman.
Oh, it's on Heyman. All right. Heyman's in Florida.
Is he?
He's in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
You keep track of people.
I do. I try to keep track of people. What's going on?
It is time, without further ado, for the mailbag. Let's fire
the bag.
It up. The mailbag is always sponsored by your friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What words do you not want to hear in IT, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, man, you don't want to hear those, but it won't happen with Applied Connective. Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties. They were had a presence at Early Bird yesterday.
And the attorney of the stars, Mossman, went over and met with them, and they're collaborating.
Yes. Joining forces
to have law and security work as one.
Security law. Hey, what is Jake?
Yes.
Who was the young man from Applied Technology?
Was that Kyle?
Kyle. Yes.
Kyle
was on hand.
Kyle was in the building.
He was at the bar.
He was.
Yes.
And
set up. He was working.
Bill liked the fact there was a bar there. It was his first comment.
It's a bar / like a diner setting where you could eat at the bar. But also you felt very comfortable ordering a cocktail, too.
You did. And Jamie was sitting at the bar, the owner.
He was. Yes.
Is he the owner?
What's that? Yes.
He's the owner.
He's heavily involved in the operation.
He had a large orange juice. Remember that?
Are we sure it was just OJ?
What's that?
Are we sure it was just OJ?
Just OJ.
Could have been.
Yeah. AppliedConnective.com or please call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation. To the mailbag. We have from Fieldstormer Mark. It's for all of us here. Three. Okay. Bill, start with you. Bill, who is your favorite Houston Oiler of all time?
Well, it's easy. There are so many that I just absolutely loved. But I'm going to go with Dan Pastorini, number 7.
Oh, really? You're going with Pastorini?
I'm going with Pastorini. Earl Campbell. I mean, don't get me started on the whole team. Curly Culp. I mean, Billy Whiteshoes Johnson.
Yeah.
Kenny Burrow. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sip, your favorite Raider from Fieldstormer Mark.
Okay, this is a good one. I liked Van Egan. Mark Van Egan was a
fullback.
Yeah, running.
Dotted the eye, too.
Yeah.
I think he had a full face mask.
He did. See, Banaszak was the fullback.
Yeah, you're right.
Pete Banaszak was the fullback. Mark Egan, I thought, he was the kind of running back I like. He was a tough between the tackles runner.
You know what he was like? He was like, for old Nebraska people,
John O'Leary.
What's that? O'Leary's really good at that. Rick Burns.
Oh, yes.
He was just
good comp.
Just like Burns from 35.
Comp.
Yes.
Jake, your favorite Dolphin. I have to go with Aronde Gadsden, receiver from the early 2000s. He was on average teams. Jay Fiedler was his quarterback, who was not very good from Dartmouth.
Fiedler.
Yeah.
Aronde Gadsden.
Aronde Gadsden had some of the biggest hands ever. Jay Foreman would confirm that because he has played against him with the Buffalo Bills. Gadsden was a dude.
Okay.
And he made some remarkable one-handed catches in his career.
Wow. Okay, interesting. So,
you like him better than the Marx Brothers.
Well, I wasn't alive for those guys. Okay. I wasn't really around yet. So
That takes away from it.
I could say, Bob Greasy, but I wasn't alive when Bob Greasy was playing.
Could say Paul Winfield.
Warfield.
Or Dave Winfield.
Or Paul Warfield.
You could say that. It'd be wrong. Yes, you could say that.
He doesn't exist. Oh, okay.
That's a great question.
Let's say Warfield. Warfield.
Yeah. Paul. From Kip in the mailbag. Kip says, is a bar of soap always clean? Does that slight outer layer need to be rubbed off before it is
clean? That's a great question. I've never even pondered it till right now.
That's a great question. I count it as clean.
I do too.
I count it as clean. Yes.
I do too.
But I will say this, which is an oddity right now to bring up, which could have been maybe a potential Bill's Thrills. The bar soap doesn't exist anymore.
I have some.
Very, very rare.
You don't see it. It's a body wash now. It's a body wash.
Yeah.
We talked about this. The soap scrimmage. Doesn't happen anymore. It's not like, we have to get bars of soap for everyone.
There is a situation here. If you have spray shower cleaner, which I do.
Okay.
I spray everything and over the soap. And I often wonder, I wonder if I should start in with this soap that the next time I shower, do you just start in with the soap or do you got to rinse it off? I always think, it's shower cleaner, so it's clean.
I tend to rinse off the soap first, but I understand if you don't do that. Yeah.
What a question.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to go back to a bar of soap, I think.
Yeah, do it.
And then go back to it.
Do it.
I'm getting Irish Spring.
Irish Spring.
Okay, I'm getting.
Irish Spring's not bad. I use it as a kid a lot.
Yeah.
Remember, I just go with Dial.
Don't forget they had soap on a rope, too.
They did.
Soap on a rope.
Go to, how about this? Go to soap and a washcloth in the shower.
Yeah, it's old school.
Yeah, old school.
Is that better times?
A washcloth, yes.
Okay, Anthony in the mailbag says, good morning, guys. Question for the mailbag. If you were trapped in a 10 by 10, 10 foot by 10 foot concrete room with one animal, what is the largest animal you could kill with nothing but your bare hands? 10 foot by 10 foot room.
I don't
Anthony
even
Sabetha,
know.
Kansas.
Don't know that.
I don't know what... I'd have a hard time just killing an animal.
I wouldn't want to do it.
I wouldn't want to do that. I think I'd try to befriend him.
Yeah, unless he's...
I'd try to get along.
And the animal's trying to kill you. So you can't just befriend something trying to kill
you. So the animal's trying to kill you.
Yeah, because you both want to get out, and they get a little angry, so...
I'd like to think I could whip an ostrich.
I'm going to get a hold of his neck. He's going to whip him around. He's going to whip him around.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I like that. I could take an ostrich down if I had to, right? That's a big animal.
It is a big animal.
Yeah.
It's a big animal. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
just going to stop at that. We'll just end it an ostrich. Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good answer there.
You could not beat an ostrich. You don't think so?
Well,
if you just develop some rage, you might be able to do it.
This is one I need you guys to help out, because I can't answer this one. Okay, this is from John. He says,
John,
morning guys, a friend of mine gave me the old guy quiz yesterday. He said if I answered yes to at least 5 of these, I am an old guy. Okay. Did you have a slinky?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, multiple
down a stairs, and 100. once it got slightly kinked or bent, it was done. And
you'd always have another one,
but you try to fix it. You just look at it, and that little kink in it, like, going, I'm screwed.
Bill, I would go so far as to say a slinky was a fixture of my childhood.
There were always
we
around.
Had them all the time.
Always around.
Okay. Yeah. Did you guys have a box of 64 Crayola crayons?
Oh, 100.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's more rich kids. That'd be more you with the 3-car garage.
Yeah.
Columbus.
Probably, yeah.
Did you have a Tonka truck?
100. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of them.
You're passing the old guy quiz.
We didn't have Tonka trucks.
I had a lot.
They were around. They had them around though. But I didn't. That wasn't a Tonka truck.
Yeah, I would pretend. You know, I was that kid that would. I would make the
make
sound.
Noises, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fourth one. Do you know where BR549 came from?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either.
I don't.
I should know that though.
Hold on. Think it
through. BR549.
BR549.
It'll make me mad that I don't know. But no,
I don't know that one.
I don't know.
So Bill has only 2 for 4 in the old guy quiz. You're 3 for 4. Yeah. Do you know who Captain Kangaroo is and Mr. Green Jeans?
Of course.
Absolutely.
My God.
The
yes.
captain. He was incredible.
He wore a red sport coat with white trim.
And he kind of had bangs. His hair was kind of cut gray and cut right across here.
He did have kind of an old-timey haircut. Yes.
Last one is you put aluminum foil on your rabbit ears of your TV.
Didn't really do that much. We adjusted them more. That wasn't really the foil. But we had to move the ears a lot. You had to move them and stuff, trying to get them to come in a little better.
Yeah, and we were around when there was black and white TV. You were,
yes.
I was. I remember it. I mean, I watched. I think that one NIT on black and white TV. One of Nebraska's NIT appearances.
Dobie Gillis was a great show. That was black and white.
Dobie Gillis.
Yeah.
What was that?
Dobie Gillis.
Yeah, I remember. What show? Was it called Dobie Gillis?
Called Dobie Gillis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being told that the BR549 was the phone number used on Hee Haw.
Hee Haw.
Ooh, right. Didn't know that. Now, Bill, me and Bill might butt heads on this. I didn't think Hee Haw was fun.
I didn't watch Hee Haw.
Oh, you didn't?
No, didn't watch that.
I didn't think it was fun.
No.
By the way.
But Green Acres is hilarious.
Yeah,
That's different, whole different story. Don't confuse the two because you had to climb up the pole to use the phone.
Yeah, Green Acres is the place to be.
Yeah.
Farm living is the life for me.
We'll wrap it up with this.
Brought in a millionaire wife and they lived in a shack.
Yeah.
They were farmers.
Somebody commented from the 515, the Iowa area code, that they'll take the ostrich over you in the cage.
Oh,
mansion.
Really? Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the ostrich. He's Golden Glove.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Golden Glove.
I'd like to think I could take an ostrich.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant words this morning from you.
Thank you, Jake.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. You can go to appliedconnective.com so don't get hacked. You don't want that.
No.
All 93 counties of this state.
Better times.
Better times.
Better times. When we come back, let's get to Marcus Satterfield's comments from yesterday.
Okay.
About the offense and the running game next on Early Break in the Ticket.